Art museums around the country are having to rethink their roles these days, and many in the art world here in Phoenix are doing the same. We've spoken before on the show about the new direction and mission that the Phoenix Art Museum is taking, trying to attract a more diverse and younger audience with recent blockbuster shows, like one featuring the work of painter Gehinde Wiley. And the Heard Museum made waves recently, with an exhibit featuring the work of Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera.
Now the ASU Art Museum is bringing in a new director, Mickey Garcia, who says she's excited to make the museum a bigger part of the ASU community and the broader Phoenix community. The show's Lauren Gilger met her at the museum for more.
I met Garcia in one of the galleries at ASU's Art Museum recently to talk about the direction she wants to take it in. And she told me she wanted to come to ASU because university museums have the chance to be the sort of soul of a campus, its cultural commons. So I asked her also why Phoenix, what attracted her to this city?
You know, I've been talking a lot about that because I have lived in New York City. I live really near LA and have been witness over the course of the last 20 years, I guess, to a sort of decentralization of the art world because of the internet and because of the way the art market is structured. There are art fairs all over the world. There are biennials all over the world. And we can't possibly, as curators, know everything now the way that sort of maybe 50 years ago these connoisseurs were thought to know everything. We can't possibly know everything. And so what's really been freeing is that cities like Phoenix and Detroit and Atlanta and Houston have become these cultural producers. They're these really amazing centers that act as bellwethers for what will happen in larger cities. And for various reasons, I think that Phoenix is one of these places that will be at the forefront of change, for better or for worse. It really is going to be this space that other cities are going to look at. Mm-hmm. So I want myself and the museum to be a part of what that is going to be and a part of shaping the future. And I don't think it's just about Phoenix's future. I think it's really about our nation's future, our global future. And so I'm interested in that.
You've specialized in the past in Latin American art and Latinx art. That's obviously a big cultural presence here in the Valley. How do you see that playing a role in what you want to do here?
Yeah, that's another thing that attracted me to ASU is the vision that Michael Crow has set out in terms of not only innovation, but inclusion and equity. And when I, as a museum director, look at the statistics, and the statistics are clear that boards, by and large, are white. Senior staff positions, curators, executive directors, by and large, are white. And even audiences. I think the statistic recently was that 79% of all audiences that go to museums are white. Mm-hmm. So there's this notion of museums as being accessible and open, but really, are they? We're looking at museums having to create adaptable and sustainable models for the future. And if a museum is going to thrive and not perish, it has to be adaptive and it has to understand what the future of the country is going to look like, certainly the future of Phoenix. So we have to be innovative from a business standpoint, from an ethical standpoint, and from a realistic standpoint. We have to really rethink the way that museums do business.
Yeah, and do you think there's more of an opportunity to do that when you're working with young people? This is a diverse campus, and you're going to have people who are the quote-unquote future of the country coming through here and being a part of it.
Yes, I mean, I think that the university students are as much a part of the laboratory and the tools for experimentation as the artwork and the artists that we invite. And together we can help think through things. One of the things I always say as a museum director is that I think that we'll have to challenge the top-down model, and that is that we are the sort of experts and that people are coming here to learn from us. And I'd rather look at it as meeting people where they are. And while we do have certain expertise and depth of knowledge, we also can learn from other people's experiences. And can we create a situation in which both of those come together to create something that's interesting and unique for both the museum as well as for the population? Students are a huge part of that. But we want to be a museum that's not only for the student population. I think it's really about having the community look at us as a place where ideas are bubbling over, where stories are being told, and values are being shaped.
And one of the things I think that's happening in the Valley right now at many of our major institutions of art, they're sort of talking in this way also about the future of museums and shaping things in a different way, bringing in shows like Gehinde Wiley or the Frida Kahlo exhibit that just made a big splash at the Heard. And I wonder, do you think that this is a moment that museums need to adapt to reach that new audience?
Yes, we don't exist in a vacuum. We're a product of the culture in which we live, and the culture in which we live is one that is in a speedy evolution, and so the museum is a part of that. And the university produces knowledge, it produces data and statistics and information, but that we know doesn't move people. I mean, you can think about all the gun statistics on my Facebook feed or the March for Science, you know. Statistics alone aren't going to move the needle. It's really when you value something and you frame it in terms of how it is meaningful in your life. And that's where the arts really have this sort of powerful effect, is that it creates something that allows for empathy and for understanding. In that way, I think this museum here on this campus, as part of this sort of knowledge center, can really reframe all this incredible work that's being done all around the campus into a space where people can really understand it in a palatable, interesting, and more, and even personal way. I think a lot of museums are having to think through, what is the impact? Of course, the impact of contribution to the field and scholarship is important, but what else can the museums do?
Mickey Garcia, new director of the ASU Art Museum. Thanks so much.
Thank you.